Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
New president.
We have to get back to a great country.
And new news.
When it's new.
I hear it on the sky first.
This year, open up your shiny brand news day.
We made history for a reason.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Attorney General nominee and former Attorney General for here in the Sunshine State, Pam Bondi, did a very, very good job under heavy fire from Democrats on the Senate confirmation hearing, sitting in that particular room. They were pretty nasty. And well, I'll give you an idea. It has more to do with, you know, her responses were great. The questions they tried to set her up on. Let's go straight to the shifty shift.
I'm not here to do your homework and study for you. Senator, no one
Based
has
on
asked
you
me
know.
To investigate Liz Cheney. That is a hypothetical.
President has called for it publicly. You are aware of that, aren't you?
No one has asked me to investigate.
But the president
Liz,
has
we're
called,
also
the
worried
president,
about Liz Cheney,
the
Senator.
President has
you know
called
what we should
this,
be worried about?
Ms. Bondi, please answer my question.
Crime rate in California right now
you
is through
aware,
the roof.
Ms. Bondi,
your
my,
robberies
Ms. Bondi,
are 87%
question,
higher than the national average.
My question
average.
Is this.
That's what I
my
want to be focused on, Senator.
Do you have the power to say no to the president?
General. Senator, what I can tell you is I will never play politics. You're trying to engage me in a gotcha. I
no,
won't
just
do
ask
it.
You a simple
I
question.
Won't play
if you
politics
can speak truth
with any ongoing
to power.
Investigation.
So let me ask you another.
Like you did leaking
me,
your colleague
you
Devin Nunes' memo. If,
bam. I love that. You're going to speak truth to power.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to 1960s. What are you, a Black Panther now? That guy's shifty shift. He's such a load of
that
fertilizer, isn't he?
He's a mess.
I mean, he really is. Yes. The people who elected him, you've got to be god-awful ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to end weaponization that has been taking place in the DOJ. You know, it would have been simpler if they would have just said, hey, are you going to be a good attorney general, or are you going to be like Merrick Garland? But they can't admit that they're all in on that and part of that and wanted that weaponization and wanted Trump to go down no matter what the cost. The end justifies the means.
They went after him, actually starting back in 2016. Mm-hmm. They targeted his campaign. They have launched countless investigations against him. That will not be the case if I am Attorney General. I will not politicize that office.
Yep.
Are you going to be mean to nice people that are just trying to cross the border? Yeah.
There are criminals throughout our country,
what?
And it is my commitment to you on both sides of the aisle that I will do everything in my power with the agencies that fall under me, if I am confirmed, to make America safe again.
She'll be confirmed. She did a great job. Yeah. She's smart. She's perfect for the position. So way to go, Pam Bondi. Go Gator. She's a former Gator.